Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. Well, American consumers are expected to spend a record $10.14 billion, that's with a B, dollars on Halloween this year, according to the National Retail Federation. People will spend their money on events and experiences that have an impact on them, but as we all know, some Halloween-related activities can take us pretty far from our faith. Fortunately, Our Lady of Peace Catholic School in Minneapolis has a faith-filled alternative. Joining me now are Dave Maurice, the school's Director of Advancement, and Kelly Abar, President of the School Advisory Council. It's Dave, Kelly, welcome to Practicing Catholic.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. Kelly, do I have your last name right? Is it Abar?
That is correct.
All right. Wonderful. Just making sure I was pronouncing it correctly. All right. Well, we do have Halloween weekend coming up shortly, and there's all types, as we've just said, of festivities to be had, and people are spending money. They go out and spend money loads now on decorating and experiences and that sort of thing. But tell us what's going on at Our Lady of Peace. What is going on with the pumpkin patch especially? Dave, let's start with you.
Yeah, thanks. So as of about yesterday at 12:30 p.m., we had a semi-truck roll up right next to our church here on the south side of Minneapolis. Filled with about 2,400 pumpkins of all shapes and sizes and colors, which we then hired our 6th, 7th, and 8th graders to come help us unload. And those pumpkins are now very nicely scattered across our front lawn. And our pumpkin patch is open for business every day now between now and October 31st or until we run out of pumpkins. Every day from 11 until 6 p.m. And, you know, it's just, it started small 3 years ago, and it quickly became just a fun gathering spot for both members of our church, our school, and even just if you live in the neighborhood, you can't help but see 2,400 pumpkins scattered across the front yard. So we've kind of become this new fall tradition for a lot of folks on the south side.
Yeah, absolutely. Kelly, how did the idea first occur? I mean, how did you decide, hey, let's sell pumpkins?
Well, we have an incredible parent at our school who had this, you know, grandiose idea of bringing pumpkins in. Ironically, there's no major, obviously, pumpkin patches in the city. Mm. So it was such a nice way to start building community. And Charlie was incredible about starting this, like Dave said, which was small and just has grown year after year. And we are just proud that we can build this type of fun community environment right in the city.
All right. Well, it makes a lot of sense to me. And Kelly, I'll stick with you. Where do the proceeds go from these pumpkins that you're selling?
Great question. So this is really a church and school community event that we really want to support our religious education programs, not only in our school with, you know, those students that are going to do their first communion, and also everything that supports our programs within the school and the church. And so it's just a great fundraiser for our sacrament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. And Dave, back to you. So what has been, have you, over the years now that you've done this, has a favorite part of this really come out as this is something that you really look forward to each year? Or is it, as the Director of Advancement, is it kind of just, oh my gosh, we got to get through another one of these?
No, not at all. Like Kelly mentioned, you know, yes, we do get some of the proceeds from the sale that do support our religious education program. But, you know, the community has just come out in droves for this. And I think a great example is last year, as I'm sure you and your listeners are aware, a lot of things were shut down. We weren't doing gatherings as a school and as a church. A lot of our events that we typically get very excited about, even just, you know, weekend masses where we would normally see our fellow parishioners, all of that went by the wayside last year, at least for a short period of time. But we were able to keep this event on our calendar because, like I said, it's outside. It's on our front lawn. It's a COVID-friendly gathering, if you can think of it that way. And so last year, it was very exciting because we got to see a lot of people that we haven't seen and hadn't seen in a very long time. And this year, I think it's just kind of just a celebration of that. You know, we're there. We're out there. We see friendly faces. We're adding a lot this year, for example, because, you know, as we said, we've grown this every year for the last 3 years. We started with about 800 pumpkins. Now we're up to 2,400. We've sold out every year. This year, on the 23rd of October, we're actually having a party at the patch is what we're calling it, where we've invited food trucks to come in. We're even bringing in a petting zoo, and really just celebrating this wonderful event. In the years past, we've added smaller things like scavenger hunts and those kinds of things. But, you know, people love community events, especially low fidelity, where they don't have to drive across town. They don't have to spend, there's no admission fee to this, right? This is just come as you are, walk. Most of our patrons walk because they live in the neighborhood, and they just enjoy being together.
Yeah, and an excellent introduction to that, too. Now, I have to let the cat out of the bag here and say that, yes, we are pre-recording this show, but it is set to air that weekend of the 22nd, the 23rd, and the 24th. But if you're listening on Friday or Saturday, there's still time for you to get to the party at the Patch. Kelly, why don't you give us a little bit more information? What goes on at the party? What can families look forward to if they decide to come to the party at the Patch?
Well, again, we are so excited to add this wonderful addition. I mean, truly fellowship, like Dave said, the kids, there was so much energy yesterday outside when the pumpkins arrived. So just really being able to get some delicious food from the food trucks, play some games, get your pumpkins, have some delicious drinks. And for the kids, like Dave said, we've got a petting zoo and scavenger hunts. It's going to be a blast.
Well, and I think that this is it's a good opportunity for people, obviously, to get out and enjoy some of the glories of fall, right? There are some very, very attractive things about the fall season. It happens to be my favorite season, but anyway, so there are things that people can do. But as we've kind of pushed in the run-up to this interview, you know, there are a lot of ways that people can try to, I don't even want to use the word honor or celebrate Halloween, that are very much in opposition to our faith. And I think this is a unique offering that there's no risk of that. Can you speak a little bit more to that, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to find a haunted house on our front lawn, right? You're not going to, I agree with you there. You know, you walk around the neighborhood and Halloween has quickly become an excuse to, you know, let's hang a ghost from our tree and let's, you know, even with the more gory variety of the decorations, there's none of that at our pumpkin patch, right? This is, you know, to give you an example, and I'm not sure the day this year, I apologize for that, but we have a photographer in our community that comes out and does photo sessions for families. So, you know, those beautiful fall pictures that often grace, you know, people's Christmas cards come Christmas time. We have a setup where families can come and take their pictures. This is all the, you know, we call it family friendly, but this is just truly a celebration of the season. The colors are gorgeous out there. Now, that being said, last year here in Minneapolis, right, we had that snowstorm come on October 23rd.
That's right.
But you know what? We go out there, we brush off the pumpkins. The snow goes away and the snow melts. This is something that we are committed to, rain or shine, from now all the way until the 31st. So no matter the weather, we will be out there. And like I said, it's family, fun, and fellowship. That's kind of what we're going for.
That's awesome. And I got to say that to any families who are just toying with the idea of going to the pumpkin patch, either for the party at the patch on the 23rd or just to go and buy your pumpkins there. And if you're deterred by the snow, just think of what a great story that will make in years to come of, hey, remember when we went and got our pumpkins and it was blizzarding out, right? Yeah. Anyway, Kelly, let's go back to you for a moment. What fruits have you seen in parish life or in this life of the school through the efforts of putting on this celebration?
Oh, I think that's a great question. I love that that day, too, we will culminate up to having Mass. So I think it will bring in more people from the community and the area in our neighborhood to make sure that we're celebrating and fellowship and that, you know, bringing new people in potentially to Mass that day and just really, you know, showing them that we've got this incredible group of people here that want to celebrate the season and have, you know, celebrate our Catholic roots here, you know, in South Minneapolis. So I'm excited for more people to learn about Our Lady of Peace and all that we have to offer.
Yeah, it's got to be a great great awareness event, at the very least, that people are aware. When you see 2,400 pumpkins on the front lawn of a church, you got to think, something's going on over there. We should probably go check that out, right? And
right?
I think it's worth a drive-by, even if you're not stopping, just to see that. That just sounds amazing to me. So that'd be great. But I do pray that, you know, a lot of people will come out of the woodwork and say, hey, maybe we should check this out. They've got some good stuff going on and good stuff happening there as well. So let me ask this, and Kelly, we'll start with you. So any tips for families on how they can focus really on Christ, which was, you know, Christ and the saints, as was the whole purpose behind Halloween, All Saints Day, and All Souls Day. Any tips for how people can keep that at the center of their celebrations in this coming holiday?
Absolutely. I think it's a great time to introduce your children to the saints. I know that every day at school, you know, they talk about a different saint. And I think that we can really teach some rich history of church and what happened during that time and how we can really celebrate and thank those individuals for some of the wonderful, you know, cultural things that we do and everything that we get to pray about and learn about each day. I think it's really important for kids and family to talk about those things. And I think we forget that sometimes. And I think this is a great opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And right. I couldn't agree more. Dave, same question to you. Any tips for families on how they can focus on Christ and Halloween, All Saints Day, and All Souls Day?
Yeah, you know, I look at it, you know, Kelly mentioned Charlie, the gentleman from our school advisory committee that had this idea years ago. And he looked at it and he said, you know, I drive by our church every day on 54th Street. And, you know, we have this big, beautiful front lawn that is, it's gorgeous, right? And it's a beautiful piece of property. And he said, how can we leverage that to welcome people? And, you know, a lot of us, we think of, you know, I go to church on Sunday. Church starts when I walk in the doors, right? And then we have Mass. And then I walk out of the doors, I'm back in the parking lot. That's not church anymore, right? That's me going back to the world. I think the pumpkin patch really kind of allows us to bring the church, prove that it goes outside of the doors. We are literally on the front lawn. So we have gotten closer to the street, right? And people don't, they might not realize that when they walk from the sidewalk up into the pumpkin patch, which is right off of the sidewalk, you know, they're in the community. They're in our church, right? There's lowercase church, which is lowercase c, which is the building itself, right? But uppercase C is the people. And it doesn't matter where we are, if we're literally in the building or if we're on the front lawn or, you know, if we're back at our houses, right? This, I think an event like this really helps us to, you know, think about like, wow, we are still a part of this community, whether we are physically in a building or out here just enjoying each other's company on the front lawn.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, great answers, great responses, and a great reasons to get out and to, yeah, make your way over to Our Lady of Peace to check out the offerings of pumpkins. Oh, by the way, Dave, where do these pumpkins come from?
It's a great question. So there is a nonprofit out in New Mexico, believe it or not.
Whoa.
And they run this program, and it is actually a very high demand program. When Charlie applied, yes, you have to apply to be a group that sells these pumpkins, you know, and that's part of the commitment to being open every day for a certain period of days and certain hours and those kinds of things. This nonprofit out of New Mexico, they grow these pumpkins on their farm there, and they deliver them across the country to organizations like churches and schools to sell for fundraisers, but really just to bring in community. And so we applied, and we were lucky enough to be chosen. And each year, basically, the more successful you are, the more likely they are to keep you on your radar. So, yeah, when I mentioned that semi-truck that rolled up yesterday at 12:30, yeah, came all the way from New Mexico.
Wow. That's really impressive. Wow. All right. And just in our closing seconds here, Kelly, where can people find out more about Our Lady of Peace Church and School?
Absolutely. We've got a great website. So it's olpmn.org and then Pumpkin Patch. You can go right to that website and see all of the great things that are happening. And anything else, Dave, that I missed?
Yeah, I would just say look for us on Facebook and on Instagram, all the social media channels. And then, of course, if you just simply just Google us, you'll find our phone number. Give us a call. We're happy to tell you all about it. One other thing that I'll throw in there, we do take Venmo and credit cards, so we are not a cash-only pumpkin patch. So don't
hit
the ATM on the way over. We pride ourselves in being cutting edge with the technology. So come as you are. We are happy to welcome you.
That's wonderful. Well, Dave Maurice Kelly-Abar, thank you so much for joining us on Practicing Catholic. And thank you for offering this unique alternative to some of the Halloween events that are out there that really seeks to keep Christ at the center and to welcome others into that. So God bless you both.
Thanks
for having us.
All right. Well, don't go away. Right after this short break, what does a 400-year-old saint from 4,000 miles away have to contribute to our current lives of faith in our local church? Well, stay with us and find out. We'll be back right after this.